Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of Fatal Judgment, The Guardians of Justice, Book 1, by Irene Hannon, narrated by Brian Hutchinson, and directed by Shane O'Connell. This book is copyrighted 2011 by Irene Hannon. This recording is copyrighted 2011 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. And now, Fatal Judgment.
Chapter 1. At the vibrating summons from his BlackBerry, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jake Taylor clenched his hands on the steering wheel and stifled a groan. Except for the 2 hours of semi-restful downtime he'd enjoyed during the flight back to St. Louis from Denver, he'd been operating for almost 24 adrenaline-packed hours on high alert status. His plan had been to head straight for his rented condo, ignore the boxes waiting to be unpacked, and crash. But a quick glance at caller ID told him that plan was probably toast. Taking a deep breath, he pressed the talk button and greeted his boss. "Hi, Matt. What's up?" "Sorry to call so late. Did I wake you?" "No, the flight was delayed. I'm on my way home from the airport." "You might want to pull over." "Not good." A drive-through coffee shop came into view, and Jake swung into the parking lot, grateful for the providential timing and the establishment's late hours. Since the LED dial on his dashboard clock was inching toward midnight, and he suspected sleep wouldn't be on his agenda in the foreseeable future, a hefty dose of caffeine was in order. "I'm stopping for some coffee as we speak." He pulled behind the car, already at the order window. "Good idea. Everything go okay?" "Yeah, we had it covered. He didn't even get off a shot." Arresting a person on the U.S. Marshal's most wanted list was always dicey. And as Jake had expected, Ray Carlson, whose string of warrants included murder, arson, narcotics trafficking, and firearms and explosives violations, had merited the deployment of a full contingent of deputy marshals from the service's elite special operations group. "Good. That's the way we like arrests to go down. Listen, I hate to pull you into another tough situation before you catch your breath, but Todd just left for Beauregard for some sniper training. Meaning Matt thought this
Sample complete. Ready to continue?